Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. Be thankful. Enjoy the moments of your life. There's nothing better than to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of your labor. Start enjoying that good every single time you sit down. I was reading this morning in Galatians, and it's funny because I have so many things going on in my mind right now. I think I'm going to be changing the format of this a little bit. I'll continue to do the teachings, but in addition to the teachings, I might start taking calls, which I'm going back and forth with, but I'll keep you updated on that. But God is so good. God continually he's continually that rock. And when you lean on Him, and when you have that fundamental belief that Christ is your Lord and Savior, and you know that you know that you know that you have Christ in you, the hope of glory, you have a God that cares. It helps you in those bad days. It helps you in those good days. You have that emotional will to do. I mean, there's so many good things, and God will push you to do things that you might not be comfortable with, but that you know is from Him. Continually put your mind in the Word and with the things that matter. Again, I was reading in Galatians chapter 2 this morning, and this is when Paul goes in and reproves, He reproved Peter, because Peter was teaching and preaching that the Jews and the Gentiles, there's no longer Jews and Gentiles, but all can have access to the Son as a son of God. And he goes in, and there he creates a separation as soon as the Jews come in. Peter does. And he sits away from the Gentiles, as is tradition. And Paul comes in, and after he reproves him, he says this, verse 16, knowing that a man is not justified or set forth out from works of divine law, except by faith of Jesus Christ. Even we also believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified through the faith of Christ, and not by works of law. For by works of law shall no flesh be justified. I don't see how it got into the teachings or how it got into the church that somehow it's about acts still, because it's not. This, again, knowing that no man is justified or set forth as righteous out from works. It's by believing. It's the law of faith. That is the law of faith which we speak. That's Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be made safe or preserved sound. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's not about your works anymore. It's not about your acts of divine law. Verse 17, but if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are found sinners, therefore is Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. You're not under law, but it still matters how you walk and set your course of life, because you're an example to other believers. Verse 18, for if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For through the law, I am dead or died to the law, that I might live with motion to God. Because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, because you're no longer under law, it allows you the freedom of mind, the freedom of will to walk according to how God wants you to walk. You are free. Stand fast in the liberty, the freedom to go where one wants. Stand in that liberty wherewith Christ hath freed you, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage. Verse 20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet no longer I live, but Christ liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, in this carnal nature, I live through the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I do not reject or frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness came by law, then Christ died in vain. If you believe that you are upright because of your works, then Christ died in vain. I didn't write the book. It's in here, man. It's the way it is. You have the freedom. We are freed, but that allows you to live for God and not just continually think in your mind all the things that you're doing wrong all day long. It allows you to stand before him knowing you're a son of God, righteous in his eyes. He's not judging you. He's not determining you're doing bad and therefore you're going to get bad. It's not the way it goes. You are righteous, a son of God. Stand like it. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Be thankful for the moments of your life that God has given you under the sun. You pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. But those prayers, you lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful weekend, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for just every single thing you do for us, how you do it, and just everything that's going on. I pray for this weekend that the ceremony goes well and that it's a complete blessing to them and to me, Father. I thank you again for the moments that you continually provide. I pray for just a phenomenal weekend, and I thank you for each and every person that we work with, that you take care of them, and and again, I'm just thankful for what your son did, that we can live this way. I pray for your believers, just for that hedge of protection, and just so you can shower them with your love so they know that you're with them. And I just thank you for everything you do for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.